Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
We'd like to say that we're thankful to be able to be here this evening, to have this opportunity to break the bread of life. It's very essential in this day that we're living in, when everything seems so out of normal, out of track. Nobody knows what to do, which way to turn. But I'm thankful that the Word of God teaches us where that we are to turn.
Right.
We have some of the greatest scientists and doctors that are in the world today that are doing everything that they possibly can to try to get control of the virus. But you know, I want to, if God will be my helper and Christ my strength, we as the children of God have got a responsibility to the world. We have connections. We have the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Creator of all mankind. And all he is just a prayer away.
Right, amen.
All that we've got to do. Now, when we get, if God will help us here, Thomas, I have listened to his message last week. I've listened to the message he preached tonight. He's been all over this, and you know what? We're going to go into the same book, the same chapter, 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And I'll read some scripture here. But there's four things that I want us to truly look at. And the four things that God requires out of us for us to be able to get a hold of God. Now, we want to go ahead and read our scripture, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th verse. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen to myself, chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Number one thought. Number two thought and pray. Number three, seek my face. Number four, turn from their wicked ways. Now listen, what happens when we do that? Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. That's all we want to read. You may be seated. Four things that are required. It is our responsibility as the children of God. I don't have no doctor's degree. I don't have any degrees of any kind. I can't go out here and do the things that the scientists are doing or the doctors are doing. But I still have a responsibility. Now, we have laws that have been handed down that has restricted us from going to places. The non-essential places are to be closed. But there is something that is required out of God's people. We have a part in this thing.
Right.
We're not just cut off from it. I know we're not able to gather to church anymore. Boy, I miss my church.
Yeah.
I miss my flock. I miss the times that we have together there, especially whenever that God shows up.
Amen.
Boy, I miss that.
Amen.
But that don't stop me from doing what my responsibilities are today. Now we as the church of the living God, we've got an access to the throne of God. There's none any higher than he is. And we know there's nothing that's impossible with God. That which is impossible with man, it's possible. And that with God.
Amen.
And we need, in this day we're living in, to really pray and seek the face of God. I remember hearing my grandmother talk about the time we went into World War II. I remember talking to the older people whenever it was declared. And people went out into the pine thickets and began to pray. And when they prayed, they didn't go out there and rehearse a prayer that somebody wrote down for them.
Yeah.
They began to pray.
Yeah. Amen.
And to pray, you've got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Amen.
You can't be like the old Pharisee.
Right.
Amen. Has stood on the street corner.
Yeah.
And smote himself up on the breast. And looked straight up into heaven. And said, God, I thank thee that I'm not like others.
Yeah.
Only thing I can do is thank God for having mercy
right,
upon a sinner.
Amen.
And when I called on him, he heard me.
Amen.
Just a 12-year-old boy. But I was lost as a man could be. I didn't know how to pray. But I knowed one thing. I knowed he was God. And I just a sinner. A beggar for forgiveness.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, I'm lost. And I want you to save me.
Yeah.
Guess what happened, Tom? He spoke peace.
Amen.
Through my heart.
Amen.
And made a new creature out of me. I became an heir. And a joiner. With Christ Jesus. I become a child. Of the living God. If my people. I become a people that day.
Amen.
I became his son.
Amen.
He became my father.
Amen.
And I have a right.
Right.
To the throne
right.
of grace.
Amen.
Well, let's get back to the old Pharisee. I take. And I tithe. Boys, they decked out. In all kinds. Of fancy clothes.
Yeah.
I had pomegranates hanging on them. You didn't have no trouble. Seeing one of them come down the road. And you didn't have no trouble. Recognizing one. Why? Because you run around. With his head up in the air. And looking down his nose. At everybody else. He's so full of pride. God didn't hear it. God resisteth the proud, but he exalts the humble. And to be able, for us as the children of God, we've got to get a past the fact that we are nothing without him.
Amen.
And he is our all in all. But there they was in the pine thicket. Their sons. Going out into war. Boys, we're in a warfare.
Yeah, amen.
If there's ever been a time America needs to strip itself of all of its pride. It's now. It ain't about denominations. It's about God himself.
Amen.
But there they were. How many hours you say we got? I don't know. If I'll get her all out or not. But there they are. We need to take and strip ourselves. The Bible said that we are to judge ourselves.
Right.
If we judge ourselves, then things will be all right. We need to do some soul searching.
Amen.
We need to be like old David was. He said, search me, O God.
Amen.
And know me. If there be any wicked way in me, he said, purge me. He said, wash me with hyssop and make me clean. He wanted to humble himself. As the Bible says, that we are to do, to humble ourselves, under the mighty hand of God. And when we begin to do that, then God's going to start working. And the Bible says, and when we pray, he said, if you have not with your brother, he said, leave your gift there on the altar. Yeah. Leave your prayer right there. You go get recounseled to your brother. And then he said, come back. And then offer up your sacrifice. Boys, there's a lot of things that we're going to have to do in America. That we're going to have to do in our churches now. I know a lot of people don't take to my way of preaching. I don't know how to preach. God just called me. Only thing I know to do is just trust in him. Depend on him. Not worry about what you're going to say. Why? Because within the hour that you stand, God will give you everything that you need. But he said, if they humble ourselves, get yourself stripped of all your pride, and get down on your knees. Be like the old publican was.
Right.
The Bible said whenever that the old Pharisee was praying, that there's an old publican. Just an old sinner. He bowed his head and said, Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the Bible said he went back to his house justified. What does that mean? Forgiven. And that of his sins.
Amen.
But you know how far that prayer got of the Pharisee?
Right.
It didn't get out of his mouth. God didn't honor that.
Right.
But he honored the old publican as he prayed. I'm talking about humbling ourselves. I mean, we've got a responsibility.
Right.
As the children of God, I know the world does not like us. They despise us and they'll find fault in everything that they possibly can, and they'll do everything to make it just as hard as they can on us. But that's all right. Bible said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're to come out from among the world and be a separated people. But that's hard for a lot of people to do. But if they would take and humble themselves and pray. And as we said a while ago, this is the second part of this thing. Then you begin to pray. Then you begin to be like David was. Whenever that David began to pray, David had sinned. He had sinned, and God had dealt with him in a great way. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The children of God. Now, if people can go and continue in sin, there's something wrong.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, no, God forbid. Why? Because we've been purchased, and that of God, And we are not to let sin rule in our members. There's too many Christians out there that are out there trying to ride the fence. You'll not ride the fence with God.
Amen.
But when we pray, the Bible said that prayer is just one simple thing. It is a sincere desire of the heart. I would Mark could get back out into the pine thicket and get on their knees. I'm talking about getting aside all their pride and humbling their hearts. And I'm talking about praying. I'm not talking about just one or two words. I'm talking about prayer and ringing the prayer bells of heaven till God comes.
Yeah.
And He will come. Why? Because we are His children. And He is our Father. I had a boy tell me one time, he said, "I'm going to heaven." I said, "You are." He said, "Yeah, I've raised children. And I'm going to get to go." There's one thing about raising his children. If he raised children, they were born to him. To be able to be a child of God, you've got to be born again.
Right, amen. That's right.
But I'm talking about groaning. I'm talking about praying. Pray, as the Bible said, without ceasing. It teaches us that we are to have a prayer in our heart. And boys, if we got one there, then we can get a hold of the throne of God. I hear what Paul said. He said, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." And I'm afraid we got a whole bunch of them running around. He said to cleanse your hands. You sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to thee. But pray. Calling upon God. And knowing this. His ears are always attentive. To the prayers. Of His people. And I don't know if you've ever been to a place that you couldn't pray. I'm talking about really to the point you've done everything that you can do. And you're sitting there brokenhearted. Hey, guess what? The Holy Ghost that lives inside of us, it carries our groanings and that before Christ Himself. But He said pray. And boys, we need to pray. Old Daniel He was a man that prayed three times a day. That goes on with the next thought. That's here. But he said, he prayed three times a day. Every morning. Every noon. And every evening. Boys, he'd cast open them windows. And that back toward Jerusalem. Why? Because he remembered the word of God that was spoken to Solomon. If they would remember this place and turn their faces toward this place and pray, I would hear. And if people today would seek his face. And that's what you do when you pray. My question is, how often do you pray? How often are you seeking his face? But I see him. He wasn't doing it for a show.
That's right.
He was sincere.
Right. Amen.
We don't need to do it for a show.
Amen.
We need to do it because we're in trouble.
Amen.
And we ain't got nowhere else to go. Old Thomas David. He said this poor man cried.
Yeah.
And God heard him. And delivered him. Out of all of my troubles. He found himself. In a mire pit. How we get there. Playing around where we ought not to be playing. Doing things we ought not to do. And he said, I found myself. In a mire pit. And he began to pray. And God heard him. And God lifted him up out of the pit and set his feet upon a rock. And not only did he set his foot upon a rock, he established his goings. He was led. And that begot. David was a man well acquainted. With God. And he talking about the sacrifices. And offerings. He said God delighteth not. And the sacrifices and offerings. But he delights. In a broken heart. And a contrite spirit. How many of us today are really broken hearted? Boys, God. I'm not saying brought this all about, but he has a good opportunity right now. To get your attention. You need to go back out there. Build up the altars.
just like the old prophet did. When he went out there, Elijah, he began to build up an altar.
Yeah, amen.
It had been a long time since he'd built up an altar. How long's it been since we have built up an altar? I'm that to God. I'm not a talking about a decoration. Oh God. He instructed Moses to build her up out of stone. He didn't want a fancy altar. No, as we've already heard, it's for us to use on this side. Because he's already got one on the other side. But it's not for decoration. It's not for show. Some of the best altars I ever known were up under an old tree beside a rock. People went there and they began to seek God's face. Why? Because they were truly troubled. I remember on Sunday mornings out there milking the cows. Daddy was pastoring Wells Cove Church. Every Sunday morning. They just didn't use that altar on Sunday morning. He used it all through the days. He troubled. You know where he went? He went to his altar. When he was needing help, you know where he went? He went to the altar. Is God your help in your present time of need? Where do you think that your pastor gets his help from? When you call him all troubled, where do you think that he gets it from? He ain't got a magical book over here. God didn't give that. No, but he did give us access to the throne of grace. Whereby that we might approach it with boldness, that we might obtain mercy and find grace in our present time of need. But the four things, humbling yourself, praying, seeking his face, and get this one right here. Turn from the wicked ways. These are the children of God. The ones that God brought out from under bondage. You know where he brought me out of? Out from under the bondage. I wasn't down there in Egypt, but I was under the bondage of sin.
Amen.
It had full control of me. Boy, did you just like putting a bull ring in a bull's nose? Lead him around wherever you want to lead him. That's what sin was doing. That's what sin does to people. But I was in bondage and he set me free. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt into the land of Cana because God had promised Abraham. And God swore by himself because there was no other greater. And he made a promise to Abraham. God's made a promise to me and you. that if we would serve him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all our might, that he would bless. He also made Solomon promise here, but we're going to have to start laying down those things that does so easily beset us. We're going to have to take up our cross of self-denial. Not my will, but thine be done. We're going to have to quit sinning. I've had men tell me that the preacher told them that the only thing they had to do was join the church and be baptized. And come to church on Sunday, pay my tithes and give my offerings, and that's a penance for my sins. Money ain't never been no penance for sin.
Right, amen.
The only thing that will take and forgive a man of his sins is being washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. And when you do that, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And behold, what does it say? The old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. So if our scientists are doing everything they can do, our doctors are doing everything they can do, are we doing everything that we can do?
Help us,
Lord. How many even think of God till trouble comes? And you let hard times come. And boys, we start calling out to our Christian brothers and sisters. And we begin to ask them to pray. But I can tell you one thing. The best thing you can do is pray yourself.
Yeah.
They can't intercede for you. They can't do your praying. You'll have to do it yourself. And the Bible teaches us what we as God's people, what Christ showed us. He said, come to me. How many of us are truly coming to him? I'm talking about serious. How many of you have found yourself as a little woman with an issue of blood? She'd spent all that she had. She was out of money. She'd tried every doctor she could try. But she heard about a man.
Amen.
And his name was Jesus. She had heard about the lepers. Had it been cleaned. She had heard about the blind. Had it been made to see. The deaf to hear. The lame to walk. I the dumb to speak. I had a little girl. I had it been raised from the dead. I was faith cometh by hearing. I and hearing by the word of God. I we've got the power. I in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I if we'll meet the four criteria. I had he said. I had a little woman. I and all she had. But Jesus is coming her way. I'm going to tell you now, when you start seeking his face, he'll start coming your way. He'll forget take. As a little woman was. If I could just touch. I want to run. Boys, if we could just touch the throne of God, there'd be things happen that are marvelous.
Yeah.
But here she was. Hey, going down the street. Boy, everywhere Jesus was, there's a crowd. Wonder where the crowd's at, Tommy. Where's the crowd at today? He's not changed.
Right.
I'm the same. I change not. Book of Revelation said, I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. I am he that was alive and was dead. And now I am alive forevermore. His power has not diminished.
Right. Amen.
It's not diminished in any fashion.
Right.
It's still the same. Her faith. What have you ever thought about when mercy and grace kissed? But his faith, her faith, met his faithfulness. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Paul said, I'm going to have to crush. Paul said, I'm persuaded. There's nothing able to separate me from the love of God.
Right, amen.
And he's right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
The only thing that will hinder you is sin.
Right.
Right. It's sin. I don't care too much for you, preacher. That's fine. I've got one boss man that I answer to, and it ain't Sandy Whitehead. It's God. It's God.
Amen.
And it's a time that the Christian men and women, I'm not talking about just Primitive Baptists, bless God. I'm talking about everybody that's been saved by the grace of God, got down on their knees and began to seek the face of God. Somebody talking a while ago about old Ford truck. I've had an old 1977. I don't know how I got on. Got to talking to God one day. Boy, he showed up in the cab that truck. I was on the other side of Rogersville. I remember coming through Rogersville and turning left. And I come to myself somewhere down on 81, But I don't remember nothing else till I pulled in my driveway at the house. Those times are very essential and very important in the child of God's life. He reassures you that you are a child of God. Nothing's going to separate me from that. But that little woman, finally she got through the crowd. I've heard it preached that she crawled. I don't know how she got there, but she got there. That's the one important thing, she got there. We need to get there.
Amen.
It don't matter how you get there, it's important you get there.
Amen.
Because when she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, you know what happened to that lady? Instantly. She was made whole. Instantly. Christ turned around and said, "Who touched me?" His disciples said, "Lord, the press is great. And you asked who touched you?" He said, "Somebody has touched me because virtue has gone out of me." Their faith. We need, when we pray, to believe in what we're praying for. Pray till God comes through for me and you. But now listen to what God told him, and we're going to close. He said, "Then will I hear from heaven." I got to say this. Just over our few feet was a little white church. The old original church. Right in there behind it was the men and women's outside toilets. And there were some women out there that night in that pine thicket making prayer. There was a young man that was out there right next to the pine thicket. And I was talking with him one day, Brother J.D. Blair. I didn't know it was until I was talking to him that day. He said, I told him, I said, "My granny talks about a prayer that's been made out there in the pine thicket." And then a young man getting under conviction and getting saved. I said, "Do you remember anything about that?" And there's a grin that went from ear to ear. He said, "Oh," and I said, "I do." He said, "That little young man was me." He said, "Prayer changes things." Prayer will begin to make the mighty hand of God move. Mamas and daddies in World War II and World War I, during the Korean War, they was praying that God would watch over their children and bring them home. Some of them didn't happen, but you know what? By their prayers helped shorten that war. That prayer saved a lot of boys' lives. You know what we can do? We can begin to pray. We can begin to see the mighty hand of God begin to move across our nation. America needs a great shaking and a reality check. We are called a Christian nation. But we don't act like it. We don't act like it. Everything's all right. Everything ain't all right. Sin is still sin in the eyes of God.
Amen.
And if this book right here dictates to me and you how we ought to live,
right,
what manner of person we ought to be, it also dictates what sin,
right,
and also dictates what the punishment of sin is. We need to get back. We need to get back. And that to God. We need to lay all this other stuff down that is hindering us and really get back to being what we ought to be. The children of God. That's a message that the Lord has laid on our hearts. We'd like to close in prayer, and we'd like to say this to the Edgewood Community Church. I sure do miss you people. And I love you with all my heart, and my prayer is that God would take you under His wing and God would shelter you. And that He may keep you till we meet again. And hey, if we don't meet again here on this side of this world, I could say this for assurance. I will meet you in heaven. I'll meet you over there at home. This world down here is not my home. There's one more thing that I was wanting to bring out, but maybe Thomas will bring it out, or Tommy will want some time or another. When old Abraham was wandering in a strange land, and boys we are, he is a well digger. And he was an altar builder. Everywhere that he went and stayed, he would build him, he would resurrect him an altar. And then he would take and build and dig him a well. When it'd move on, you know what the first thing was that he done? He built him an altar. When Isaac got out on his own, he tried to dig back up the wells. He'd get run off. Done that for three times, and then all of a sudden, he noticed that wasn't working that way. Boys, when we wake up to the fact that it ain't going to work but one way, and it's God's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes to me but by the Father. It ain't going to work but His way. But after about the third or fourth time, he's getting tired of getting run off. He's getting tired of being defeated. It's time that we as the children of God get to the point that we're tired of being defeated. We've got some power. When we was kids growing up, you jumped on one of us kids, you had to fight all of us. I remember one time it happened. One jumped on Ronald, and I jumped on him, and I slammed him upside the head with a big gourd. When you mess with God's people, you're messing with God. And to be able to get where we need to be with God, we're going to have to get back to God. When Isaac got tired of being defeated, the next time he moved and got run off, he built him an altar first.
Then he cleaned out the well that him and his father had dug. And there he stayed. The power of the altar of God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before the throne of grace, it is with great joy in our hearts that we come before you. Thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity that we've had here this evening to be able to share your word. Lord, I know it's not about me. I'm nothing. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. But Lord, I'm yours. And I'm thankful that you're mine. We pray, Lord, that you would take this, use it for your glory, for your honor. Lord, ever bless Edgewood Church and each member. And help us to ever band together, Father, as a body that's compacted and fitly joined together. Let us run the race, Father, that's set before us with patience. And Father, help us to not get weary in well-doing. And we do pray, Father, that you'll have mercy upon our people that are lost and undone without hope. Lord, Father, we pray that you may touch their hearts that they could come to Christ and be saved. Help them that are deceived, Father, to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's not about who they are, what church they belong to, where they've been baptized at. But it's whether they have been born again or not. Whether they are a child of God. Bless all of our sick and afflicted. We pray for a healing. And we ask you, Lord, to lead, direct each of us, Lord, as we go from day to day. And we'll give you the praise, for we ask in Jesus' name, for sakes we pray. Amen.